From party deputy SG statement on long-serving lawmakers. Vice President Mutale Nalumangu urges proactive risk management to safeguard Zambia's future. In international news, Democratic Republic of Congo former President Joseph Kabila's trial verdict due this Friday. In sports, former Ghana winger signs for Gulf United.
And now, Power FM News.
With your upfront and beloved news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Republican Vice President Mutale Nalumangu has urged risk management professionals to adopt proactive and integrated strategies to tackle economic volatility, climate change, geopolitical shifts, and rapid technological advancements. Speaking at the third annual risk management conference hosted by the Institute of Risk Management Zambia in Livingston, Mrs. Nalumangu said resilience is no longer optional but essential in today's dynamic environment. At the same event, the Vice President unveiled the Fiscal Risk Management Framework, a landmark initiative designed to strengthen Zambia's capacity to identify, assess, and mitigate fiscal risks across the public sector. Mrs. Nalumangu highlighted the ongoing institutional reforms aimed at embedding risk awareness into government decision-making, including strengthened risk-based internal audits and performance-based budgeting with built-in mitigation plans. Other measures include improved integrated public financial management systems and standardized risk registers across ministries and agencies to ensure consistent oversight.
We must build systems that are agile, adaptive, and capable of responding to emerging threats with speed and precision. We must build systems that are agile, adaptive, and capable of responding to emerging threats with speed and precision. We are also implementing concrete measures to embed risk awareness into decisions. Not overnight, then, includes the following. One, risk-based internal audit has been strengthened to ensure that assurance focuses on what matters most.
The United Party for National Development Secretary General Baduke Imenda has distanced the party from a statement by Party Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Imenda suggesting that the party wants long-serving members of parliament to step aside for new aspirants. In an interview with a named radio station in Lusaka yesterday, Mrs. Imenda is reported to have called on long-serving party members of parliament to consider stepping down to pave the way for aspiring candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections. Mr. Imenda has therefore clarified that the adoption of parliamentary candidates is not determined by the party secretariat, but it follows a consultative process across all party structures from the ward to the National Management Committee, which makes the final decision. Mr. Imenda stressed that the secretariat has no mandate to decide who stands or not, adding that the NMC has not issued any position regarding adoption for the 2026 general elections. He said the statement attributed to Party Deputy Secretary General does not represent the official party position and urged the public to disregard it. Mr. Imenda has since reaffirmed the UPND's commitment to a fair, transparent and democratic adoption process guided by the party's constitution and the will of its members. In another development, opposition Democratic Progressive Party DPP has criticized government over the ongoing fuel shortage, saying it reflects poor planning in the energy sector. Party leader Antonio Mwanza says the current fuel prices, as announced by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, is evidence that the country lacks long-term measures to guarantee stability in the supply chain. Speaking on the political podcast, Mr. Mwanza said the monthly fuel pump price reviews being conducted by the board are unsustainable, explaining that constant adjustments distort stakeholders' budgets and disrupt economic planning. He has since proposed that reviews be conducted every 3 months instead, arguing that this would give businesses, transporters and ordinary consumers enough room to plan ahead. Mr. Mwanza further called on government to invest in fuel storage facilities across the country, noting that such infrastructure would help build reserves to cushion the economy in times of international price hikes or supply disruptions, thereby reducing the immediate impact on the local market. Recently, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone confirmed that the country is experiencing a fuel shortage, but assured that supply is expected to stabilize.
And the ERB has just mentioned that there's a shortage of fuel. That also shows you, for instance, the failure by government to plan. We believe ourselves of DPP, Democratic Progressive Party, that the monthly reviews, for instance, for fuel are not sustainable and they distort budgets and planning of companies. You can't review the monthly prices of fuel. Every 30 days you are giving a new price of fuel. That has a distortion in terms of planning and budgeting. For us, we propose that ERB must review the fuel prices every 3 months. That will give companies and individuals enough room to plan. But also, we propose that government must invest in storage facilities.
Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga has urged government to establish a sovereign resource fund as a way of safeguarding Zambia's mineral wealth for future generations. Mr. Chisanga says Zambia is at a critical economic stage with new discoveries of gold and other precious stones, adding to its long-standing copper resources, noting that setting up a SRF would provide stability, savings and long-term financial security for the country. He explained that by setting aside revenues from mining royalties, windfall taxes and other natural resource rents, Zambia could cushion itself against fluctuating global commodity prices, build foreign reserves, support infrastructure development and manage debt obligations more sustainably. Mr. Chisanga further pointed to examples from countries such as Norway, Botswana and Nigeria, which have successfully used resource funds to strengthen their economies and preserve wealth across generations. He emphasized that Zambia's fund must be backed by a strong legal framework anchored in an Act of Parliament with strict governance structures and reporting standards to protect it from political interference.
Zambia needs to establish a sovereign-led situation to help out with the need for short-term consumption of mineral revenue. Obviously, what we need is the sovereign resource fund, which will stabilize our economy and manage a number of key objectives that we need to undertake, managing the debt better and secure lasting wealth for future generations.